Missourinet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance to win $246 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. First responders are investigating after a man was hit by a car in Baldwin near St. Louis last night. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. An endangered person advisory went out yesterday for 13-year-old Caitlin Carey of Northeast Missouri's Monroe City. She's reported to have gotten into a car and has not been seen since. An effort by a school teacher to get Missouri's former education commissioner reinstated has been dismissed by a court. Bill Wise reports.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Circuit Judge Richard Callahan of Mid-Missouri's Cole County rejected the contention that the State Board of Education broke open meetings laws in order to fire Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Callahan's 8-page decision was released on Tuesday. Springfield teacher Lori Sullivan had filed a lawsuit in November challenging the legality of the board going into closed session to make decisions or votes about who should be on the board. Governor Greitens made 10 appointments to the Board of Education in short order last year until he found 5 that would comply with his desire to have Van Deven fired. Those 5 members have not been confirmed by a Senate that largely opposes the governor's actions, leaving the board short of the required number of members to conduct business. A measure in the state Senate from Republican Gary Romine of Farmington would place restrictions on how the governor appoints and replaces members of boards. The Board of Education unanimously approved Van Deven as school commissioner in 2015. At the time, she had been with the department for 9 years. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says 100 or more harassment and discrimination cases are pending against the state. His office is working with the Women's Foundation to review policies within the state's department that address such inappropriate conduct.
If you look at what this is costing our state government and has cost it for years, it simply is not sustainable. So any change that reduces discrimination and harassment can only result in positive change.
Prosecutors in Mid-Missouri's Columbia have arrested 2 people for allegedly having 150 pounds of marijuana at their home. This happening yesterday. Anthony Hodges of Mid-Missouri's Fulton was sentenced to more than 7 years without parole yesterday after pleading guilty to possession of child porn. Hodges' lost cell phone was turned into law enforcement when it was found to have images of child pornography on it. The Eastern Missouri town of Herman is known as the birthplace of Missouri wine country and has been voted the state's most beautiful town by Rural Missouri Magazine readers. While thousands of tourists visit the Gasconade County town annually, Mayor Robert Kerber is also focused on jobs and infrastructure.
Industrial development is one thing. When we'd like to also develop our riverfront, we'd like to develop the infrastructure. We, like all cities, we have streets that desperately need work.
Mayor Kerber supports legislation to increase Missouri's gasoline tax by 10 cents a gallon. Find more news and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.